The current wave of COVID infections may be subsiding nationwide, but the spread of misinformation about the disease and vaccines continues. Some of the worst comes from a small number of doctors. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has more on how they're continuing to operate.
In early September, conservative talk show host Charlie Kirk brought a guest onto his program, Dr. Lee Merritt.
Dr. Merritt, welcome to the show. Before I throw it over to you, I want to just read some of your bio just to establish your credibility.
Merritt is a semi-retired orthopedic surgeon licensed in Nebraska. She's known for spreading false information about the COVID vaccines, and that's exactly what she did.
If you're over 65 and you take the vaccine, your chance of dying COVID went up 40 times than if you hadn't taken the vaccine.
That statement is contrary to the science. The latest data from the CDC shows that vaccination dramatically lowers your risk of death from COVID, especially if you're older. Merritt has spent much of the pandemic spreading bad information like this, and yet in October, she was able to renew her medical license with the state of Nebraska. Documents obtained through a public records request by NPR showed it took just a few clicks. 12 yes or no questions answered online allowed her to extend her license for another year. Imran Ahmed is with the Center for Countering Digital Hate, which tracks COVID falsehoods. He says doctors are the best source of medical advice during this pandemic, so the handful who spread bad information are especially damaging.
What they've done is turn themselves into a key component of the anti-vax industry. They give it the sort of the sheen of medical respectability, a sheen that they simply don't deserve.
It's up to state medical boards to take action, but so far that doesn't seem to be happening. In September, NPR looked at 16 doctors who have spread false claims about COVID. So far, none have been disciplined, and two, Merritt and another doctor who's claimed vaccines make people magnetic, have renewed their licenses. Ahmed says he thinks the problem is with the medical boards themselves.
State medical boards, for the main part, have been cozy clubs of people who feel their job is to protect the profession.
In the past, that's meant a slow process that provides doctors every opportunity to defend themselves against a complaint. But in the current pandemic, Ahmed argues, medical boards need to move faster and with more force, because this small group of physicians is doing incredible damage to the profession and to efforts to bring COVID under control.
Speeches aren't enough. Letters aren't enough. We need action now.
Neither Dr. Merritt nor the Nebraska Department of Health, which oversees the medical board, responded to NPR's request for comment. But Dr. Humayun Chowdhury, the president of the Federation of State Medical Boards, an umbrella group, says medical license renewals are designed to be simple for doctors.
It's a procedural step that is usually automatic and not even deliberated upon by the board.
He says boards simply don't have the capacity to review many hundreds or thousands of renewals that come up each year. But he also says renewals do not prevent them from taking action.
The medical license that's automatically renewed does not mean that an investigation isn't ongoing, nor does it prevent a board from taking a disciplinary action against that licensee.
In fact, a recent survey by the Federation found that over half of the nation's medical boards have seen an increase in complaints about doctors disseminating false information about COVID-19. Chowdhury says many are now quietly investigating those claims, and some are also beginning to take action. Meanwhile, Dr. Merritt continues to travel the country giving speeches filled with junk science. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.